It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back. This is the Keystone Kickoff Show. Dustin Hockensmith, Greg Pickle here, brought to you by GoPSURV.com. We are, as promised, doing a little round of buy or sell. Penn State through 5 weeks, looking ahead to the second half of the season and trying to just forecast what this team is capable of doing. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to throw a few topics out there, Greg. We can discuss them a little bit, but I want you to buy or sell on them. Simple enough. And the first one I want to bring up goes back to the previous segment and the Lion package and what Tommy Stevens touched it three times for minus 12 yards, I think,
against Ohio State. Yeah.
I'm going to say Tommy Stevens averaged the rest of the year 4+ touches per game. So that would be 28 more touches for Tommy Stevens the rest of the way.
Oh, man. I mean, I guess my concern would be if Penn State uses him the same way they used him against Michigan State and Michigan last year, he's not going to play, which leaves us Indiana, Iowa, Rutgers, and Maryland to get those 28 touches, which would be, you know, seven touches. I'm going to sell on that. I don't know. I think 20 might be attainable, but I don't know about 28. And honestly, I mean, Penn State has now found it. So before we went into the season saying that, you know, a lot of Tommy Stevens snaps could come from the fact that the Lions didn't have a great option at tight end. Well, now they do in Pat Freiermuth. So I don't know if you want to take him off the field for Tommy Stevens. So who are you going to take off the field and put him out there? And then what are you going to do with that play call? You know, or if you're going to make him, you know, a decoy, that's fine. But, yeah, I don't know. I would sell on that. I think 20 is probably more realistic the rest of the way.
I'm buying on it. I'm buying. I think it's just the tip of the iceberg so far. And what all the different stuff you can do with that package, I think generally it should move the chains in a positive way. But,
right.
I think you can use him as a decoy a lot of the time. I think there's a wildcat kind of thing that you can do there. Where you don't have to compromise a lot of that personnel. We'll see, but I feel like you also can't say the way that they used this package last year, where they didn't use it against good teams, isn't necessarily going to be the usage this year.
Right.
We just don't know that much about what their plans are.
No, it's true.
But at the same time, you know, I think from a human perspective, Tommy Stevens made a decision to stick around. You basically made a commitment then, I think, to actually use the kid now that he's healthy. Coming out of a bye, I think we're going to see 4 touches a game. And I don't even include if there's garbage time, if Trace McSorley has to miss a play or two here or there, whatever. I just think in general, Lion package terms, I like it. Miles Sanders coming off that a tough game against Ohio State, and really there just wasn't much room to run there. And Ohio State's defensive line is just an incredible force. I don't think it's an indictment on Miles Sanders or Penn State's offensive line to not make a lot of running room, because you're not going to have a lot of that against Ohio State. But I'm going to say 1,200 plus yards by the end of the year. He's on pace for it now. But, you know, coming out of Ohio State, I'm not sure if a lot of people are buying that for sure.
I am buying it, though. I think that you're going to see Penn State be able to run the ball against Michigan State. You're going to be able to see them run the ball pretty much on everyone they play the rest of the way outside of probably Michigan and probably Wisconsin. So, I mean, Rutgers and Maryland. Maryland, I guess, has looked a little bit better than they have in years past. DJ Durkin still the head – that's technically the head coach there. Has he not been fired yet?
He has not been fired yet.
That just
– as far as I know.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
That just blows my mind. But at any rate, that's not part of the question. But Maryland and Rutgers, I mean, both of them are, you know, they are capable of giving up 300 yards on the ground to one guy. And Miles Sanders could well be the guy for Penn State. So I think that, yeah, he's probably going to go over that threshold. I would be surprised if he does not. I think the question a lot of people are wondering, though, is what does he, is there a benchmark he'll have to hit to stay or go in terms of the NFL draft? I think that's probably on the minds of a lot of people as well. It's a different conversation, but I am buying the fact that he hits or goes over 1,200 yards rushing.
Well, I think the context within that would be, yeah, he can go over 1,200 yards, and he can do it by running for 200 apiece against Rutgers, Maryland, and Iowa, for example.
Yeah.
But if he doesn't show up big against Michigan and Wisconsin, then I don't think you can really have a serious conversation about the NFL draft.
Yeah.
And then I don't know if the numbers will really tell the story. You know, I think the big thing will be what does Miles Sanders do in these big games?
Right.
And he might get his numbers, but I want to see him do – I want to see him deliver. I think – and I suspect that we will on at least one of those two games, tough defenses. How about this one? And I don't even know how to predict this, but Trace McSorley being in the top five of the Heisman vote. Buy or sell on that.
Top five. So, I mean, I think at this point he would have to really tumble down the Saquon Barkley cliff, if you will. I mean, keep in mind last year that Saquon Barkley returned the opening touchdown against Ohio State, and he was practically given the award.
Yeah.
And then,
yeah.
You know, what? I don't even know if it was 2 weeks later, three at the most, he was suddenly not even in the conversation anymore, really. So, yeah, I don't know, Dustin. I think that I don't foresee Trace sort of falling down. And there's obviously a number of reasons why Barkley went that way. Well, it's not solely his fault. But, yeah, I do think that at the end of the day, Trace McSorley will be in the top five. Will he be close enough to be invited to New York? That's a tougher question to answer. I would say if Penn State wins out, yes. If it suffers at least one more loss, no. But I am buying that he'll be in the top five.
I'm selling that because I think there's just an inherent lack of respect for his game nationwide. I think every time he does something big like he did against Ohio State, it just seems to be a huge surprise on a national level.
Sure.
Fair. And if that's the way that people feel and that's what the expectations are for him, it's hard to see him staying. And then, you know, who's the dude who ranked him the fourth best quarterback in the Big Ten?
This is before Ohio State, guy from Big Ten Network, whatever his name is.
That completion percentage thing, and I think the passing numbers are going to look bad compared to other quarterbacks. And it doesn't matter in this context how many good reasons you can offer for that, how many passes you can say that Penn State dropped and all that stuff. You know, numbers at the end of the day help shape the national narrative. And if you have Dwayne Haskins completing 75% and Trace McSorley completing 51%, that's a big discrepancy. I'm just not sure if he can overcome that. Now, the one wild card here is if he continues to be this unstoppable force with his legs. You know, the buck 75 against Ohio State, he's capable of repeating something like that.
Right.
And if he shows up and he carves up Michigan and carves up Wisconsin, and Penn State wins out, we could. But I think just there's a lot of headwind he's running into when it comes to the national perception of him.
Yeah, it's a fair point. I mean, I think that a lot of people look at him whenever you're right. There is this sort of
it's this like best player you don't know about thing.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
It's if like, you don't know
what
does
the guy need
now
to do to be known, right? I mean, yeah. No, that's a fair point. There is certainly this vibe of, oh, you won't believe what, you know, Penn State's quarterback did this week. And it's like at this point, if you're surprised by it, you're paying attention to the wrong thing. So it is a fair point though, even though, you know, we sit here looking at it that way, there's not necessarily that perception everywhere, and that will be a problem come Heisman time, no doubt.
And this is the Keystone Kickoff Show, by the way. We're doing a little round of buy or sell, just looking at the second half of Penn State season, the final seven games of the season, and making some predictions here. And we mentioned it in terms of the Heisman conversation, but
yeah.
Penn State will win out. Buy or sell on that one. Michigan State, you know, they're a two-touchdown favorite at home against them this week. Going on the road to Indiana, who put up a pretty good fight against Ohio State, who they had a little bit of lag coming out of that Penn State game, but it was in Columbus. Iowa at home, at Michigan, Wisconsin at home, at Rutgers, and Maryland at home.
Man, I thought a lot about this the last couple of days because obviously Penn State's college football playoff fate is totally and completely related to whether or not they win out. I mean, even if they do win out, they're not guaranteed. I see a lot of predictions for the Rose Bowl, though. I don't know if I'm not really sure how excited Penn State fans would be to go to the Rose Bowl again. But at any rate, I mean, do they win out? That's a great question. I'm going to go with, man, I think they're the better team than Michigan, but that is a brutal road trip. And then you get beat up in that game, win or lose, have to come back and face Wisconsin. Teams have not been able to accomplish easier tasks than that. And then this is what maybe one of the tougher stretches in college football to face those two teams that are that physical and will give you that much of a pounding 2 weeks in a row. I'm going to sell. I think they probably drop one of those two games. I think they are unbeaten up until that point, but if they can somehow manage that stretch, again, we talk about resumes, they're going to have one of the better ones in the country.
Those two games, and it's no disrespect to Michigan State or Indiana or Iowa, just from a personnel standpoint, from a talent and an offense standpoint, the Penn State should not be in danger of losing those games. But yeah, it comes down to, you know, winning on the road against a physical Michigan defense and coming back home to face Wisconsin. I'm buying on it now. I just feel like the limitations that those two teams have shown. Yeah. And I know that back to back and the road trip and all that stuff being beat up following that Michigan game. But if you beat Michigan on the road, I think you're going to beat Wisconsin at home, just because Penn State can win these games in more ways than both of those teams. And when the feathers are flying, that means something. If the best version of yourself doesn't show up, if your offense doesn't come to play, you can win with your defense.
Right.
I just don't know if you can say quite the same in the same way as Michigan and Wisconsin. We'll see. I think changing your mind, like I think preseason I had Penn State losing on the road to Michigan. I think it's fair to change your mind given what we've seen so far. I'm going to pick them to win that game now. Here's another part of it that going into the second half of the year, the drops problem. And I'm just going to make it. It's hard to define this, right? To quantify this, but the drops problem will be fixed in the second half of the season.
It's what concerns me the most, Dustin, is that David Corley and then James Franklin both made note of the fact that guys just aren't watching the football into their hands, and I just don't. I mean, that's seems to be something you would be fairly competent at if you made it to Penn State on a scholarship. So, do I think that it's more? I don't want to say random because I don't think it's random, but is it something that can be fixed? Yes, I think it can be. So I'm going to buy the drop problem will be fixed. Are there going to be some? Yes, absolutely. I don't think it's going to be totally vanish. And, you know, we're going to see Penn State go like, you know, the next seven games with two drops total. But are they going to have, you know, considerably less this time, this second half of the season? Yeah, I think so.
Bye week comes in handy at a good time to be able to get back to the fundamentals. Real quick, the second on the team in sacks. I'm going to concede Treif Miller leads the team in sacks. Robert Windsor has two. Yitor Gross-Matos has one right now. Shaka Toney has one. Kevin Givens has none, which points to a bigger issue with the pass rush, I think.
Yeah.
But who's the runner-up to Treif Miller in sacks?
Yitor Gross-Matos would be the easy pick. I'm going to go with Shane Simmons, who makes a big splash in the second half, finally gets healthy, and comes back with a vengeance.
Fresh legs. I think that number, if you would have said Yitor Gross-Matos, Shaka Toney, and Shane Simmons, and Kevin Givens will combine for two sacks to start the year,
bad.
I would have said that's bad news. I thought the pass rush was going to be a real strength. We're moving on here on the Keystone Kickoff Show. We did some buy or sell. We're going to look around the Big Ten, around the country, the college football playoff conversation in just a moment.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football. Flannel. Beards. Tailgating. Oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA. Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey, Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right. GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single-game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon. Stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
Life gets complicated, and it only gets more complicated when things change, which is why AAA insurance agents take the time to talk with you so that they can help you choose the best auto and home coverage. Don't put off getting protected. Let AAA help cover what you care about. Insurance that's not just insurance. Talk to your local AAA insurance agent or visit AAA.com to learn more about AAA.